On February 25th, we will be doing our second ever live show at 7:30 p.m. at the Wythe Hotel as part of On Air Fest. Tickets won't last, so get them while you can. Follow the links, subscribe to the Patreon, follow us everywhere for those links. They'll be all over our stories, all over our posts. You can find them wherever you see it. Click it right when you see it, because I promise you, by the time you click it again, after you click off the page, they probably not going to be there no more. So get them while you can. Come through. Last time was a vibe. This time is going to be even better. And if you're a fan of all things horny, debaucherous, and lecherous, then come see us live at On Air Fest, February 25th, at the Wythe Hotel at 7:30, baby. Lock in. It's us.
All right, y'all. We're going to be live in Brooklyn at the On Air Fest. It's our second year in a row. Last year was fucking fire. So pull up. Get your tickets. February 25th. Buy your tickets when you see this right now. All right, because it's going to sell out. I promise you. Come join us. We're going to have a fucking blast. I'm going to punch Mero in the chest. He don't know that yet. He just left. Mind your business, bitch. All right, cop the tickets. Pull up. We're going to have a good fucking time. You hear me? Love you.
A victory light. A victory light.
Hey.
Yo, stop. Yo, I did that shit in my crib the other day, bro, and I felt mad pussy, bro.
Like, so she felt like, hit you,
I don't know what's wrong with me, bro. I react to everything. Even if, like, if Rady was to drop something, I'd be like, Ay Dios.
My God. Ladies and gentlemen, Light Brigade, we are here. We are live. It's your boy, the Camaro, the human direct flap. That's Radio Valle.
That's right. God, East Tremont that. Buzz Lightyear.
That's right. That is Lisbeth Ortiz.
Hey,
the
guys.
Super bitch of New York City, La Matatana, if you're nasty. And of course, the gang.
Yes.
The behind the scenes crew. You know what I'm saying? Mintran, the freaky man.
We got Mintran, el freaky man. Mintran, el freaky man. Mintran, el freaky man. Mintran, el freaky man. El chino.
Why are we making a podcast, bro? We should be in the studio.
We should be in the studio.
Should be in Ring Rang Studios right now.
I'll be in that bitch by myself listening to The Cure. Don't come over there. Don't go over there.
Listen, usually we be talking about, like, you know, current events, things that's happening currently in the news and such. But it's time to take a break from that because it is Dominican Heritage Month.
And when exactly is that?
It's the month of February.
Nice.
Which is also Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? So they, so for all you Dominicans that be like, yeah, I'm not black, they did that on purpose to make you understand what you are.
They also gave us both the shortest motherfucking month.
You know what I'm saying?
Leave it to Dominicans, because the dates specifically are January 27th to February 27th. Leave it to Dominicans to show up to their own shit late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
we here, baby.
It's like, oh, yeah, hey, cuando, hey.
¿Cuándo es?
Espérate, ¿cuándo es? ¿Cuándo es la, el asunto? ¿Cuándo es?
La vaina.
¿Cuándo es la vaina
de,
esa?
¿Cómo se dice?
La independencia. Eso fue teme.
Oh shit, coño,
pero qué día es hoy. El 27. Olvídate de eso, loco. Vamos a echarlo hoy. Empieza. ¿Y hasta cuándo? Tiene que ser un mes, ¿verdad?
Aunque sea.
Pues vámonos así.
Vámonos así.
El 27 al 27.
A mí me toca bien.
¿Verdad?
Vamos a hacerlo así.
Ping pong.
Yeah,
limpio.
Ya. Bing bong.
Dejémoslo ahí.
I hope one day we get to do a whole fucking podcast episode just in Spanish.
Yeah.
Like Bad Bunny did.
When?
A podcast in Spanish.
Oh,
I mean, yeah.
It's a victory light. It's on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was really me when I was younger, bro.
Yeah.
I used to snitch on all my cousins. Fuck y'all bitches. Because they was older than me and they used to be mad mean to me.
Yeah. That, so you did what you had to do.
Yeah. The bitches used to sneak. I remember one time there was a party going down downstairs. They took a Corona bottle and took it upstairs. And I was like, this is why I snitched, because they didn't want to let me in the room.
Ah,
fuck all you bitches. Word? All of y'all got kids now. Fuck the kids. Damn, some shit should not be said on air. Fuck it, though. We both.
You see the spell that the mic and headphones cast upon the user? It's not. Lisbeth is
a very nice woman.
I really am, like, bro.
Y'all gotta understand,
an
man.
An absolute sweetheart.
Oh my God.
I'm like, telling you, I really am. I don't know what it is. It's always comedy first. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? It's comedy first.
If you see outside.
What, bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
I actually met a really cool Victory Light listener at Antilla's Cafe, the Dominican and Haitian cafe in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Hell
yeah. I was with my homegirl. He pulled up. He was like, oh, shit, I'm a big fan.
Nice.
They were like glazing you all crazy, or was it like,
nah,
like,
he was calm. He sat down, and then when he was leaving, he asked for a picture. He was super nice, though.
He's like, yo, by the way, I'm a big fan. Yo.
Yeah.
You one of those?
Like, yeah. He was like, yo, what's up? Yeah, nice to meet
Bell?
You.
Yeah.
That's the most New York shit, bro. You could run. I think that's why, like, celebrities live here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we don't be on none of that shit.
I don't give
like,
a fuck who you are,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. We'd be, like, we could see fucking Denzel in the street. Be like, yo.
Like what you
like
did.
Your work,
hey.
Yo, like your work, pops.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Hey, hold on.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Yeah.
Right?
That's like the gift and the curse of New York, because like New Yorkers think that they the center of the universe.
Of course.
It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's Denzel, but bitch, I'm Michelle. Like,
So what?
I don't give a fuck about. I don't give a fuck about LeBron, bitch. I get hoops too.
Like,
I play at the Y. What are you talking about?
I average 38.
Yeah, like that's LeBron. I'm Shalissa.
Exactly.
If you know, you know.
So, like,
yeah.
Whatever.
I think that's why I like a lot of celebrities like living in New York, because you can just exist. Look, don't what's the white dude with the guns, with mad guns?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes,
he be taking the train.
You know that. All I said was a white man with guns. There's mad at him.
Yeah, but John Wick, man, come on.
Right, John Wick. My next guest was like, yo, the one with the puppy.
The one who was real serious about the puppy. The one who was booming the Russians.
Yeah, like him. You see him on a random train station, you know?
Yeah.
On Dykeman, bro, at Athena, shit, getting fried fish. Like, yo,
bro, Tracy Morgan be in a lamb with the top down on Fordham Road, blasting the Furious Five right now.
Like, today.
Today,
like,
yeah.
February, whatever,
February
with the top down.
With the top down.
With a shearling on.
With a merm. With a merm in the
with
front
seat. Morgan is the eighth wonder of the world, bro. But I haven't seen him yet.
You see Tracy Moore, you go, there go Tracy right there. There you go.
Hey,
there
you go right there. Hey, what up? He'd be like, yo, what's good, baby?
Oh, yeah. looking like the president of Whoville. Just like, yo what's
up? Let me tell y'all something.
Yo.
I'm trying to get somebody pregnant.
Yeah,
he do be on that type of time. I don't know what it is.
Bro, that was probably the funniest day on set, bro. At Showtime, because 90% of his interview was unusable. Unusable.
I was
in the green room like this, like, yo,
damn.
Are we going to air any of this? Like, yo,
damn,
Meryl was ready
cuts.
For it.
I was like, I love
can't
this
speak
shit.
For other people. But Meryl was in that bitch like,
because I feel like Tracy's the only person that's allowed
to do that.
And people's just like, oh man, that's Tracy.
Nah, bro. This is why I like people who are themselves wherever the fuck they go, bro. Because they make that shit acceptable. Like, what are you gonna tell Tracy fucking Morgan, bro?
Hello,
it's bro, Tracy.
I overheard him in the green room. And they was like, you going, Tracy, you got to remember to call your daughter today. He goes, my daughter wished death on me, so I'm not trying to call her about nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on.
He said, yo. He's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You got to switch things up with your girl. Sometimes, you know, I like to slide under a glass table and tell my girl to dookie on it.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, bro, what?
Right. So what was 30 Rock like?
What was it like working with Martin?
So Hustle Man.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, Hustle Man was a character that you played. So Dominican Heritage Month. Let's not get it.
Speaking of Dominicans,
yeah, right. Exactly. Dominican Lou, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Dominican Lou, aka Tracy Morgan. Listen, Dominicans are very lit. We're very popping. We have something called piquete. We have something called flow, and it's made us a hot commodity. I feel like in the last decade, maybe probably leading up to like the last 5 years. I feel like Dominicans are like the like. Yo, let's do what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know.
I think the music and, like, the culture got a little bit more mainstream.
Yes.
Like, people fucking with Dembo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tokisha coming over and doing her thing.
Uh-huh. Also, it just speaks to the Dominicans in the States. Like, we got a lot of Dominicans with talent back home, bro. You see a fucking 3-year-old, the motherfuckers can knock a ball out the park.
Yeah.
What's in DR, you will find an incredible amount of talent on a regular, like.
Yeah. On just a kid, no shoes, mm-hmm. just outside on the asphalt. You know what I'm saying? Bro. They be doing shit that sound like a riffraff lyric. They be doing shit like they hit a pebble with a stick through a Cheerio like this.
Yeah,
no, for real.
You know what I'm saying? And then they wonder why Dominicans dominate the league, bro. It's because they grow up playing microscopic baseball, bro.
Yeah.
Microscopic baseball. Yeah,
motherfuckers were playing with a rock. Con una piedra.
Yeah.
It's like, of course you're hitting a regular softball out of the fucking park.
Bro.
That shit might as well be a meteorite.
Dog, yeah.
I was with my nephew out there in DR, and he plays baseball. He plays like travel baseball. And he's very good.
Mm. Not surprising.
Pero si salió a ti con la manopla.
Con la manopla, loco. Mira, este era un cinco así. ¡Fua!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know how to do the curveballs, too. My dad used to throw the curveballs.
Come on, now. Yeah, you fucking niggas' grandmothers could throw curveballs, mm-hmm. shit, if you're Dominican. So he was out there in DR, and then, like, it's night and day. Because, like, I'd be out with my son, like, practicing, like, Little League in New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm going to hit the ball to you at second base. Then you throw it to third base.
Best.
Try your best.
Just have fun.
Just have fun. Out there, it's like, son las 12, coño.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Métete ese plato de arroz y habichuela. Like,
six in the morning,
go rice and beans. We're going to go until 12 because at 12 it gets too hot to survive. Mm-hmm. So then we're going to let you go in the shade for a little bit. Let's work out. All right, what's the first workout? Yo, we're going to hit this truck tire with a sledgehammer 800 times.
Yeah.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Yo, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, no wonder, nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm working this motherfucker out. And it's like, yo, can you throw the ball through this little square? He's like, yeah, no doubt. These motherfuckers are in tires with sledgehammers, dog.
Yeah, it's impossible. There's no competition.
There's no competition. He's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Also, we dominate in a lot of different areas. You know, we are popping in culture right now. We're having a moment. You know what I'm saying? The country itself is doing pretty well. You know what I'm saying? I think the GDP is up, I think. Like, financially speaking?
Hell no. That motherfuckers, first of all, the U.S. got their hands over there already.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Sex tourism is ripping that country apart.
Oof.
And it's sad because there is so much fucking talent over there.
Yeah.
And it still thrives despite
with the sex tourism, you mean? Or, like,
no,
in general?
No, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Nah, I think
that, like, that's not the talent I was talking about.
Damn.
I'm talking about just... artistically, bro, creatively, people over there are ridiculously talented, and even despite the poverty and all of the shit that they go through over there, the sicknesses and everything, they still thrive, bro.
Yeah, and that's an ill thing, because it's like, yo, it's like how people say, like, the hip hop started in the Bronx and it was created out of necessity and, like, mm-hmm. not having access to shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of Dominican kids do things and like you said, are very talented and achieve things that a lot of kids here in America couldn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, bro, this is too hard.
No, I mean,
I don't have a calculator.
The baseball shit is a joke, but that's real.
Yeah.
You're just going to play with whatever's around.
Yeah.
And if whatever's around is a stick and some pebbles, you're going to train your eye and your hands to react to the stick and the pebble. Mm-hmm. So when they hand you this colossal fucking baseball bat and this big ass hardball, you're going to be like, oh, esto es un relajo. Tú me vas a decir, amigo, ustedes me van a pagar, medio billón para darle esta pelotaza a esta.
Esta vaina. Este maldito melón.
Pues vamos allá, entonces.
Vamos allá, loco.
Vamos, olvídate
eso. A lo foque.
Yeah. No, it is like that. Like, but it's the same thing. It's like, it's the same everywhere. You know, it's like talent is born of adversity. Adversity breeds, you know, like skill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get, it's the same reason, like, you know, you'll get like a kid in like Angola or some shit who like develops like wind turbines out of like fucking nothing. And then the CIA disappears him. You know,
right.
Like that's kind of
that's renewable energy, champ. You can't.
Oh, my fault.
We gotta
yeah, 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 yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, what do you mean? Why? And then I disappear.
That and the
That was my favorite sound. Have you seen that video, Liz?
No, I don't think so.
He's like, yo, about to eat a Popeye's biscuit. No, Beth. He eats it, and off screen, just hear,
That shit punched his fucking throat in.
They put the reverb on it. So like,
yo, he not playing with y'all either.
Yo. Oh man,
yo. Nah, but I do think I think Dominicans were doing a great job, and then I think his name is Jeffrey, the I Know Black Poppy. Like,
oh, that, God,
we,
no,
yo,
no,
we suffered such a hit, and we still haven't recovered to this day.
Godfrey.
He
Godfrey,
cooked us with that one, bro. And he was absolutely right. You can't even be mad at him.
It's not the same.
It's
not the same.
No.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, bro, please.
I Know Black Poppy. No. I said, mira.
Yeah, they trying to salsa that shit off.
Yeah, they trying to salsa that shit off. Like, I love all Godfrey's like videos. He was in the store. He made one in like a grocery store. He was holding a plátano, and he was like, "If you got this in your diet, you are African."
He was like, "It don't matter if you call it plantains, plantains,
dodo, ever. You are African.
You're African, buddy."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he's delivering shit. I'm like, "Why do you sound like a fucking airline announcement?" You're African, buddy.
Yeah.
Attention, everyone aboard Flight 357. I just want to say that if you have this in your diet, you are African. Whether it's a plantain, a plátano, a dodo, whatever you call it, you are African. If you are sitting in an exit aisle, please be prepared to help fellow Africans out off of the flight in case of an emergency.
Shout out to all my Africans, you know what I'm saying?
Worldwide.
This portion is free, but for paying subscribers, they should go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/VictoryLight.
That's absolutely correct, man. Patreon.com/VictoryLight, where you can get bonus content, get your questions answered, incredible material.
That's right. Do you guys enjoy the episodes on YouTube? Well, look no further, because on Patreon.com/VictoryLight, you can get so much more, including the rest of this exact same episode, and no ads from Imperial Interests. And also, you won't have to deal with Mero being interrupted in the middle of a joke by an ad for Provasic. So join us on Patreon.com/VictoryLight. That's Patreon.com/VictoryLight. VictoryLight is not responsible for any sort of...
Obviously, I feel like Dominican history... Where do we begin?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Are we pre-Trujillo?
So
are we post-Trujillo?
I was thinking about the West Africans that they brought to the island. We was the first stop.
So that part. That and it is, technically, it is the oldest city in the New World.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, it is. Santo Domingo is the oldest city in the New World, by the way. It was literally the first stop. Like, I think that shit is crazy, bro. I think it's crazy that... The colonizer, the Michael Jordan,
the Bowser,
Michael Jordan of colonizing, bro, yeah. the motherfucker that like
the motherfucking goat,
of subjugating a people is buried on my home turf. That's insane.
That's crazy. Bro.
They got a big ass monument erected in this motherfucker's
crazy.
Yeah. I drive by that shit and throw up a little bit. Bro.
It's crazy.
Yo,
yeah,
I'm telling you, bro.
They got the fucking faro.
Yeah,
the Faro Colón, and there's like so much like Columbus like fucking memorabilia.
The entire La Zona Colonial from like a lot of it, and this is why I love going to DR, but it also makes me sad because you see that they celebrate Los Conquistadores, they celebrate and they have statues of all of the colonizers, and then you go to Haiti and they got statues.
This guy set us free.
Yeah, like, yeah. I wish we were able to indulge in that culture of like, yo, these are the people who set us free, these are the people who fought for us, you know, like the Mirabal sisters. If you guys don't know, those are three major sisters who were probably the main reason that Trujillo was eventually killed and like taken out of the dictatorship.
If y'all don't know, there's a movie called In the Time of the Butterflies, starring Salma Hayek, who's not Dominican, but
shout out to her, but
at that time in Hollywood, I guess.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, fucking, I don't know, dude.
If your eyebrows are thick, you Dominican.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
She probably just was famous as fuck at that time when they made it.
True.
It's just like, you got a famous ass Latina to star in the movie.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana was probably like 14, so we couldn't have her yet.
There's an executive that was like, fucking Selma Hayek,
yeah,
bro.
Let's fucking get Selma Hayek.
She's got a great set of cans, bro, that broad.
Ever since Wolf of Wall Street, every exec just looks like Jonah Hill's character. Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street, big ass teeth, mad blow. Just,
dude, let's get fucking Selma Hayek, bro.
Man, come on, dude.
My shit, right,
man. I was trying to find some love. Get high, baby.
Yeah, but the Mirabal sisters were one of the main components to why the dictator Trujillo was taken out of, taken out,
period.
Literally.
Period.
Because if I'm not mistaken, one of the sisters turned him down. And Trujillo, the dictator of the Dominican Republic, he was a rapist. He was a pedophile. He was colorist. He was anti-Haitian. He was anti-black Dominican. He was a piece of shit.
He used to powder his face.
Was also partially Haitian, but he used to lighten his skin with makeup. We could see you, bitch. What are you doing?
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, this
picture. He was the kind of man that would go into any town, and if you had children, if you had daughters specifically, you would have to hide them.
Yeah.
Because he would literally just walk around and be like, yo quiero esa. And if you turned him down, he would just take your child and kill your entire family.
Yeah. They are, and since the Mirabal sisters have since been immortalized on the 200 peso of the Dominican currency. So if you ever see those three women printed on the face, you ever see that little, I think it's pink, but that's, if you see that little that little note, you turn that over, those are the three sisters that they're
talking about. They're all over DR. That's one thing that I'm very happy about. Like, you could see them everywhere. They have murals everywhere. Yeah. I think they have a street here in New York named after the Mirabal sisters. And unfortunately, he did have them killed.
Yeah.
Patria,
Minerva, and Maria Teresa.
Yeah.
Whose worst crime were being women and saying no.
No.
Yes. And I'm sorry to cut you off, man. No, yeah, I met one of their granddaughters at the writing retreat. She has a bookstore called La Patria, and it's a really dope bookstore in La Zona Colonial.
Oh, shit.
And it's huge. That shit is like four floors, but she runs an entire program. It's very beautiful. It's a beautiful legacy to have.
That's fire.
Because they were very pro-education, pro-women, pro-rights, pro-fighting for, standing up for what you believe in.
Yeah.
And that's what essentially got them killed, because you have a fucking dictator asshole who hates women, hates rights, wants what he wants. And one of them was like, no, I actually don't like you. You're ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
So who is Rafael Trujillo?
So this is us trying to unpack the history behind the I Know Black.
Yeah.
Because yes, it was a funny meme, but there is so much truth to it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of history to uncover. So we're going to try our best to do a fun, quick job at, like,
quick, you know what I'm saying, drunk history.
Yeah.
So let me put this as concisely as I can before my good sis Liz Bell takes over to get more in depth with it. But basically, a crash course goes as followed. According to history.state.gov, according to Diplomatic Paper 1936, the American Republic's Volume 5, Dictator Trujillo owes his rise, get this, after a youthful stay in prison, owes his rise to the U.S. Marines.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fucking federal informant.
Yep.
He was a federal informant for the U.S. government, bro.
Motherfuckers act like this shit is a game, bro.
He was a fucking U.S. federal informant, right?
And once he took his hands away from the U.S. and he was like, yo, I don't want to follow what y'all saying anymore.
They boomed his ass out of there. But listen, when they left, right, when the Marines left, he was a federal informant for the United States Marines while they were stationed in the Caribbean. When they left, he became the Dominican Army's commander. Fucking coincidence? I think not, right? Because shortly after that, he later becomes the country's president. And then, famous liberal Angel Morales fled to New York after that shit because they were not fucking with each other, right? So he flees to New York, and once Trujillo rises to power, he seeks him out. And later, former Dominican Secretary of War Sergio Bencosme, who was mistaken for Morales, was found dead in his apartment with a bullet that was meant for Morales, which was his fucking roommate at the time, bro.
Jesus.
So this is the imperial, I feel like Vic right now. This is the worldwide colonial power structure at work. So this is how deep this shit goes.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah,
I'm Vic,
bro.
Yo, Vic, we miss you, bro.
The spirit of Vic
is possessing me.
It's the United fucking States, bro. I'm telling you, it's the United States. They got their hands in everything.
No, but seriously. But seriously, this is the United States global imperialist complex.
What are we really doing
here? So, you know, you got to understand why motherfuckers like me fuck off to Italy.
I seen this shit coming a million miles away.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
but again, American intervention had put him there, and when they had no more use for him, as they do around the world, mm-hmm. We've seen it in Venezuela. They went in there and got Maduro.
With Charlie Kirk. Excuse me. Oh. Who said that?
Oh,
whoa!
Who said that?
Whoa! Brought to you by Patreon.com.
Oh man!
Yeah, bitch. That's why we want a Patreon.
Hello.
So we can say that. You know what I'm saying? And I get fucking flagged.
Well, this is actually probably going to be on the...
Oh, well, fuck it anyway. We ball.
Yeah, but so when you talk to like old school Dominicans, I remember listening to the stories of my grandfathers and my grandmother, and they told me what it was like growing up in that time. Like, they said there was no crime, right? This is what a lot of old school Dominicans will say. There was no crime in that time. And it's very true because robbery, all of that shit was heavily persecuted, yes. But it wasn't persecuted in prison. They would kill you. If you were caught stealing, they would machete your arm off, which is why that shit is so... You'd be walking around the yard, bro, and just see people with missing limbs. And you know it's because they fucking stole a fruit or something.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. And just a quick point. And it's like the same reason that the I Know Black shit is like not dissected is the same reason that Dominicans have this weird attitude of like, well, he broke the law.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, why did he break the law? Oh, he got his arm chopped off for stealing a fruit. Why was he stealing that fruit? Because he was fucking starving.
Yeah.
Like, you know
what
I'm saying?
Which is crazy, because now, growing up, it was like, la comida no se niega.
Yeah.
You can never deny anybody food. You can never deny anybody water. You always got to give somebody food. But when it's somebody who's darker than you or somebody who's Haitian, that shit doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that was one of the things that... Yeah, grandma and grandpa, they told me that shit was, it was fucked up because everybody knew how he was, and because he was so powerful, they would have to just take the shit on the chin. Like,
yeah,
you know he's coming to your town, hide your fucking daughter, because he will take her.
That's it.
Hide your wife. Yeah, like, it was really fucked up, and when you think about the anti-Haitianism, right, the anti-Haitian shit that Dominicans... Old school, well, not even old school, because even now the new school Dominicans are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But you tie back, think about 1937, right? Trujillo had the Parsley Massacre. Mm-hmm. And the Parsley Massacre was basically, he rounded up a bunch of fucking troops, told them to hit the streets, and told everybody to pronounce the word Perejil.
Yep.
And if you pronounce the word Perejil, you could live. If you pronounce the Perejil, which is how Haitians say it, that with their accent, he would kill you right there on the spot. And they killed. The thing is that they'll say it's 30,000, but nobody knows.
Nobody
knows the exact number of how it was. But he slaughtered hundreds of, like, thousands of fucking Haitians and Black Dominicans, which is why a lot of people started to deny their Blackness, because number one, you were being killed for being visibly Black.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then if you were also just a Black Dominican and you could say, like, no, I'm Dominican. I am Dominican. I know I look Black, but I'm Dominican. That's what I qualify myself as.
Yeah.
But if you speak a certain way, if you sound a certain way, maybe you were Dominican and Haitian, you would have to deny that part entirely. Mm-hmm. That's why you'll speak to some Dominicans and they'll be like, yeah, like my mom was from Haiti.
Yeah.
But we couldn't say that in the Dominican Republic.
Right, yeah.
Now you could say it in the States, but still they still be scared to say it here. But it's really fucked up what he did, because in 1937 he did that. In 1939 he was one of the first people to say yes to having a bunch of Jewish people come and relocate to Sosua.
Oh,
yeah. You gave them 80 acres of land, a horse, 10 cows, mules, sheep. You gave them money. But you just killed off so many Black people.
Wow, I wonder why he's doing
and
that.
And it's propagandized as like, look how altruistic the Dominican is. The Dominican was the only island to accept Jewish refugees. Yeah. And it's like, okay, why though?
He specifically did that for that reason, because he was facing so much backlash because he had killed so many Haitians and Black Dominicans. Mm-hmm. So he was basically like, yeah, like, you see, we're nice people.
Yeah.
Let those white women in so that we can procreate with them and whiten our race, which was his main goal. His main goal was to whiten and Europeanize the fucking Dominican race. He saw that there were white Dominicans and Black Dominicans, and he wanted to eradicate them completely.
Yeah.
Which is why he pushed the nasty anti-Haitian propaganda. Like, if you really look into the shit that he used to do, it was making Haitian people and black people look like animals. It wasn't it wasn't like, oh yeah, we have two different places, they have a different culture. No, it was like, yo, these people are literal savages and animals, and we have to move away from that part of society so that our country can be great, our island can be great. That's why you'll meet a dark-skinned Dominican and they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm Dominican, but you're black. Oh no, I'm not black.
What's that?
Yeah. Hell no, I'm Indian. Yeah. Because that's another thing Dominicans love to take. They love to take the Taino ancestry and say, oh well, we were natives on the land. And yes, we did have natives on the land. Yes. We had Tainos. But by the time they enslaved, raped, massacred the fucking Tainos, they went to West Africa, got a bunch of West Africans, brought them, because I don't like calling them slaves. They weren't slaves. They were people that they turned into slaves into the island. By the time they got there, there weren't that many. There weren't that many Tainos left. Puerto Rico is actually one of the best, not one of the best, but it's one of the cultures that had most of their Tainos ancestry, even though they were still eradicated. Yeah. Insane. There's a book called The Afro-Latino Journey by Leslie K. Best. And it has a single chapter for every single Caribbean island, and it's fucking beautiful. That shit taught me a lot. So pick up that book if you can, or if you look confused, you know?
It's a generational thing too, because it's like people, there's Dominicans that will say that I know black shit and have no idea that anything that you just said even happened.
Yeah.
But they know, they say that because they grew up hearing their parents say it. Mm-hmm. And their parents grew up hearing their grandparents say it because their grandparents had to say it so they would literally not die.
Yeah.
So it's like, so it's funny and it's jokes and shit, but it's like people don't care to do the homework where it's like, where does that come from? Why do people say that? When were people saying that the most? How do we get here?
Yeah.
Type shit, you know? So I appreciate that. That very concise history. I'm about to run that clip back just whenever I need a refresher. Shout out to Liz Bell, bro.
It's good to know, because the thing is, I grew up around so many black people and different kind of black people, like black Cubans, black Puerto Ricans, black Americans, black Jamaicans. And I remember being in school, and obviously New York public school, bro, we joke about everything.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, yo, we all black. Like, we all, like, you know, like, to me, there was one white kid and it was my little cousin, like blue eyes, blonde hair.
Yeah.
So to me, it was like, yo, we all black. And then motherfuckers started making bean jokes and like coming off the boat jokes. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean by that?
And that's
when I started to be like, wait, hold on. Let me learn a little bit about my history, because it's not what I assumed it to be. You know, like growing up in these houses, they teach you a certain thing, but eventually you got to grow up. And that's why I understand why some people can be like, bro, I'm not having this conversation in 2026.
Yeah.
Nah.
Like, you 35 years old, you physically black, but you still racist. I'm not going to let you hold some shit that happened in the 60s.
You a little close, bro.
Yeah, like you fucking voted for Trump. For a motherfucker who would literally kill you with his bare hands if he could get his hands on you.
Yeah, that should be kept blowing.
So I understand why people be like, I'm not, like, bro, we too old for this shit. But there is a lot of indoctrination and a lot of fucking just bullshit that they really do pump into your brain.
Yeah, and it's generational, and they account for that shit. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, bro. Like, them three-letter organizations be evil, and they be, y'all don't see it, man, but they be planning for generations ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They be planning, like, hey, if we do this now, what will 40 years from now look like?
Yes.
What will 50 years from now look like?
Yeah.
And, like, that's how you get a CIA-planted operative Lil Pump. You know,
I'm right. I agree entirely.
You think I'm bullshitting, but
he's not, bro.
He's
been on it about the AI, the ChatGPT, like all of these things. Like, oh yeah, let me make my grocery list, bitch. They're trying to make your grandchildren absolutely fucking stupid, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want your children to read. They don't want your children to be able to read.
You know how insane it is to see a YouTube ad of like a mom with her kid on the floor on an iPad in the YouTube ad, and then have her be like, sometimes I'll be in the middle of a workout and like I just don't have time to make my grocery list. With ChatGPT, it's so great. I don't even have to think.
Yo.
I don't even have to think?
Hello?
Are you, what?
What are we doing, bro?
That's a good thing?
What are we talking about? What do you mean you don't have to, with Palantir's new tech, now get the
fuck?
In my face. He's fucking man, right, bro. Playing, bro. That anger is so justified.
And it's not an act, bro. It's not an act. Y'all gotta let this shit go, bro. Yeah. Y'all got my sciatica acting up, bro. This is some bullshit.
He just got a lightning bolt in his right leg, bro.
It's right here. Every time, bro, I see that shit. I feel it right here. I want to scream at the TV. I want to scream at you through your TikTok app, like, no, stop. No!
Interstellar vibe.
Go look inside the grocery store. Amadou is tired. Let him go home. Oh my God, bro.
He's fucking right, bro. Absolutely right.
I be feeling crazy because I'm like, I will take a piece of paper and open my refrigerator and be like, I need eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need tomatoes.
Yeah. Now they got fridges that show you the inside of your fridge on your phone.
It's like, yo, it's the Minecraft, that's like little crazy, inventory box.
That's crazy, bro.
Devils.
He's right.
Demons.
White devils.
Devils.
And the thing is that
in the phones.
Yep. Black mirror.
Devils. Sigils. Inside the phones. Microchips. Mm-hmm. Sigils inside the microchips.
Come on, brother.
Shiesties.
Yo.
No context.
That's it. That's all you get.
That's it.
Learn about it.
Oh my God, so, bro.
Post Trujillo, you know, after he was assassinated by his handlers, his CIA handlers, the Dominican Republic had their first free and fair election in decades. It was in 1962, and Juan Bosch, who founded the PRD, the Partido Revolucionario Dominicano, was elected in a 59.5% vote. So, like, he won handily. Mm. He became president on February 27, 1963. And he was... My parents, like, my elders all fucked with him. They were all, like, his... He was, like, the...
The call, he was like the after the storm type right. shit, yeah.
And he was very like democratic socialist, like very like about working class people,
yeah.
Like helping the people in like the Cibao region, like agriculture people, farmers, like people who are like holding up the economy basically. And won the election, and on September 25th, 1963, a military coup, aka.
Mm-hmm.
American intervention removed him after just 7 months as president because of all the shit that he was talking about. Like, you know, like, we're not gonna let foreign entities come in here. We have all these resources. Mm-hmm. They're Dominican resources for Dominican people and for us to do with them as we please.
Yeah.
We're a sovereign nation. We don't need y'all in here. Also had a good relationship with Cuba. And Cuba was sending over, you know, medicine, aid, doctors, things like that. So my parents grew up under that, right? So they seen like Cuba sending over aid, doctors, vaccines, things like that. And it was like, yo, these people are helping us versus these devils who are not helping us. They're just coming over here and just like
taking
shit, taking over land. And like putting us in like financial situations that we can't get out of on purpose, like they did to Haiti, which is still... like struggling. And they installed Joaquin Balaguer. You know what I'm saying? Who remained the president until he was fucking like literally a mummy.
the Dominican Republic's first skeletal president.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, we can have Balaguer's, bro. Like, yeah. He was just like, which I'll say this much. At least I know that in the Dominican Republic, they fought against that shit. Like, I know personally, like, my uncle was involved in this shit. Like, there was a lot of, like, kind of, like, militias that formed around the country to, like, be like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Yankees afuera, or whatever was, like, the phrase. It was, like, a phrase that they repeated a lot.
Yankees,
yeah. Like, Americans out. Like,
yeah, get all I used Americans to hear that growing up. They used to call us Yankees. Yeah. That's what they used to call us, a yo and un Yankee.
Un Yankee. So,
like, when you grew up out here.
Right. So, they were like, yo, get the Yankees out. And, I mean, didn't work, you know what I'm saying? Because obviously it was like United States of America, like they got all types of weird
Yeah, CIA, these motherfuckers are evil.
And all, yeah,
they, like, they get their way. They're evil. They're evil as fuck. And they'll come up with some shit that even you, with a sound mind, you'll never be able to think about it.
Right.
Yeah, and it goes back super far. Like, the reason, like, the shit I was saying about planting the seeds for shit 50 years ago, it goes even back even further. Like, mm-hmm. like when the United States established independence, it was a dream come true. You telling me it's oceans on either side? Oh, we're uninvadable. Oh, what the fuck? We set this shit up lovely. What they didn't realize is that it was essentially, and this is just my opinion here, the US was established on luxury. Their main exports were like fur and like pelts and shit like that. Like shit that nobody necessarily needed. And then by the time we was done with all the lumber and it wasn't fuck all left, it was like, oh fuck, what are we gonna do? Then we start looking at other places. What is the island of Hispaniola, the three biggest exports in the fucking world? Sugar, coffee, tobacco. Mm-hmm. And then that's all this shit has been about for the past like 100, 200 fucking years.
Yeah.
Sugar, coffee, and tobacco, bro. Three things that they got over there in abundance and that we ain't got much of over here. So I say all that to say, these empires get established and these things are planned for and talked about. This is not a conspiracy, bro. This is how power structures work. Mm-hmm. That's why families intermarry and they be marrying fucking cousins and shit. Because it's like, bro, we can't have some outsider knowing about what the fuck we got going on for the next 200 years, mm-hmm. bro.
That's the fucking, what's that family? It's a European family.
The Rockefellers?
No, the...
is it like Prince Andrew?
The Rothschilds?
I feel crazy saying that. Man probably knows this. It's is it the Borges?
The Jewy Jewersons?
The Borges?
The Borges?
The Borges.
Oh, Borgia. Oh, yeah, they got a show on.
They like super.
They got
inbred.
A show on the Netflix.
Oh no! they would. To your point, like they try to preserve power, yeah. like internally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they inbred to the point where they were like, had mad deformities and shit.
Yeah.
Because they were like, yo, yeah. we have to maintain power.
You see,
power.
And then they talk about yeah. Dominicans. They start, they, come on, man, bro.
Yeah. Bro, we don't be doing that. Yeah. That's only sometimes.
That'd be by mistake.
They be doing that. Come on. We don't even be knowing each other. It's 48 Martinez's in the same town, bro.
Bro.
I'm supposed to know that I'm related to Yocasta?
Bro, also. I mean,
the thing to consider is at least those people were doing it to stay wealthy. White people in the States do it for pennies.
Yeah.
They, right.
Yeah.
They do it crazy. Just because they hate everybody else.
Yeah, yo, fuck, I don't care. You gotta get these motherfuckers. Man!
That's exactly how they sound to me. Yeah, yeah.
Man! You say man! And his older sister walk in.
Oh my God.
His sister is his mom.
So she got a weird cleft palate.
Yeah, yeah. Yuvalia, and they inbred so much that they came out the womb melting like a fucking Smiling Friends character. They came out the womb fucking looking like a Rick and Morty sketch, bro. Shit was crazy.
Yo. So they put Balaguer in there, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then he stayed in power until he literally died. Like, mm-hmm. I think he died in office.
Until the Scorpion King came
back
to collect.
So Nicolas Cage was like, yo.
Until CGI Dwayne The Rock Johnson came through and collected his corpse and brought it to the...
Yo, dog.
Oh shit.
Yo, that's what we gotta do. We got a movie about the history of DR, but yeah. like starring The Rock.
You've actually reached the end of this free preview. It's not because I hate continuity. It's because the rest of this, the full ad-free version of this episode, along with your answers to your questions, is on our Patreon. So go subscribe to that. There's mad tears and there's mad details in there. I sold you a Lucy. Now it's time for you to buy the party pack, baby. Let's go.
A victory light.